You know, there's something that I'm on both sides of the fences for, and it's that there's an argument out there, and it's about how, you know, if a pedophile makes some good old music or any content that you can observe or listen to, right, that you pay for, products, you know, just fucking well-known products, all right? A pedophile puts some music together, and later in their career, they get exposed as a pedophile, and then their whole career is over. My thing is that, like, listen, they never properly proved whether or not Michael Jackson was or was not a pedophile, but I still listen to his music. But on the other hand, Bill Crosby, I will never watch his show because the only thing that'd be going through my mind is this guy's a fucking rapist. See, it's different, but in the same way, or in a way, it's the same. I don't know. It's really hard to figure out. But I don't know. I've been thinking about it for a little while. It's been on my mind. Like, should I listen to MJ? But, like, who gives a shit, honestly? Like, it was never proven, right? Maybe that's how what it should be. If they're proven a pedophile, then. But that's also hard to do, right? Because, like, how do you prove someone's a pedophile? Unless if they openly admit it at some point, or if you have evidence, which is extremely hard to get on a pedophile, I could only imagine, but, like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. Could you prove someone's a pedophile? And if so, like, how? Like, how would that even go? How do you go about that? Well, you see, I found all these fucking printed out pictures of little girls in your basement. Like, that's the only way I could see it going down. Or if they, for some dumbass reason, openly admitted to it and they were being recorded and they just weren't aware of it. That's the only other way. But, like, even then, and they, like, it was just a joke. Like, I don't know. Pedophilia is so fucked up. And the sad, well, it's all fucked up, but, like, what sucks about the innocent people that are accused of rape is that there's no real way to figure it. Like, as soon as you're accused of rape, you're done. You're fucked. That's, like, that's the worst thing you could do to someone, is accuse them of rape when they didn't do it, I mean. That's the worst fucking thing. It's because, and I'll tell you why it's really, why it's the worst thing, is because barely any investigation goes on. A woman could just say, hey, I got raped by da-da-da, because she hated him. I'm not saying that women don't get fucking raped. If anything, the majority rape accusations are probably true. But there also exists people that are very evil and very, yeah, evil. Just fucking horrible people that don't care about, you know, wrongfully accusing someone of something as crazy as that. And to those people, I say, fuck you, man. That's horrible. How could you do that to someone? I don't know. I don't know. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, like, fucking, if a pedophile made music or a product, would I still watch it or listen to it after they're exposed? Well, here's the thing. If it's good, like, and that sounds horrible, but, like, if it's good music that I genuinely enjoy, like, I don't, like, a part of me believes that if they somehow proved that MJ was a pedophile, I would still listen to Billie Jean. I don't give a fuck. It's Billie Jean, bro. It's Michael Jackson's music. You know? Fuck, I just love pacing around my house, recording fucking clips of me ranting about nonsense that no one's gonna listen to. Hopefully someone listens to this. I'm just fucking around. But, you know, rebooting this podcast with Ben has been quite interesting, actually. You know, we're taking everything slower than I was originally back when I was doing the tie-dye recaps. Like last year, like I was uploading, like, or I was trying to go for like an episode a day back then. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, just chillax. Let the ideas come to you, you know? Like, I listen, I live in Whitby now. I moved out of Oshawa, but I used to live in Oshawa. And that's where I met Ben, who also happens to live in Oshawa. And I'm still a good friend with him, you know, or what? We're still good friends. So often I like to go hang out with them. So, you know, instead of wasting gas, I go on a bike ride. And when I'm biking, I think of all kinds of fucking shit to talk about. And then I forget it. It's horrible. I need one of those fucking mobile audio recorders. You know those fucking little, it looks like a little USB stick. And you just press a little button. And then instantly you just fucking say whatever the fuck you want. I think I might actually get one of those for two reasons. One, to jot down my ideas as soon as I get them. And two, because, I don't know. I feel like if I just started rambling into that fucking thing about whatever's on my mind, I'd be a lot more peace-minded. My mind would be at a lot more ease, I think. I don't know. I'm thinking about getting one. I got a lot of them on Amazon. Speaking of Amazon, did you know that they originally fucking sold books and that was it? Oh, yeah, you want Diary of the Wimpy Kid? Yeah, we got all these fucking things, but we don't sell... Like, they didn't sell anything other than books. And then they're like, fuck this. We're gonna just grow into something completely different. And they just sell... They sell everything now. Everything. Smart move. And, like... You know what's funny? Like, I would never imagine a bookstore... a book website. Like a... Yeah, a book website to just expand in such a way. But, like, nothing's stopping them. Who's saying no? No, you got a state of books. No. No, I don't. I'm gonna sell fucking lawn chairs, scooters, bicycles. Fuck it. I'm gonna sell Magic 8 Balls and fucking Keurigs. Who the fuck knows, man? It's like, dude, Amazon is one of those things. You know, Kijiji was a lot like it. Kijiji at some point, like, before Amazon was a thing... Or at least before Amazon sold fucking shit other than books. There was a thing, there's a website, and it's still, I don't know why I'm saying was, it's still a thing. It's called Kijiji. K-I-J-I-J-I. And, basically, it's like a, it was like an early version of, like, Facebook Marketplace before that was a thing. Where you'd search for, like, a certain item or, like, something you want to buy or sell. You could sell shit on there, too. It was pretty cool. You just search up whatever the fuck you want to buy, and then you put in your location, or your area, your city, and then it points out multiple locations in that city where you're in, that are close to you, that are actually selling that item. And it's really cool, and, like, you can negotiate with them, talk about prices, it's cool. And then Amazon came out, and it was all over from there, it was all shut down. No, I think Kijiji's going pretty strong still, to be honest, for what it is. Because its competitive advantage is definitely its local buyers and sellers. Like, that's awesome. But then again, its competition is Facebook Marketplace, which, let's be real, Facebook owns Instagram and all kinds of other shit. So, like, the Facebook Marketplace, needless to say, has a good source of cash flow and a lot of resources to deal with and use. Whereas Kijiji, it was just Kijiji, you know, it wasn't bought by any bigger company or anything. It's just Kijiji, it's its own company. I don't know, I wonder what's better. I've never tried Facebook, actually that's a lie, I sold my guitar on Facebook Marketplace, but that wasn't really directly me. I kind of just gave it to my aunt, be like, hey, can you sell this for me somehow? I'm like, yeah, sure. And she ended up selling, or no, she tried selling on Facebook Marketplace, but no one was going to pay, like a bunch of goofs. So then she ended up just selling to her husband's sister, or sister's boyfriend, or whatever the fuck, I don't know. But yeah, fucking Facebook Marketplace, other than that, I wouldn't even call it an experience, because I didn't even go on it. I've never used it, so I couldn't really say which one's better. But from my experience with Kijiji, I'll say this before I say how I feel about it. There was a lot of times where, like, when I go to buy something, that, like, there was just no one selling what I was looking for anywhere near me. And then you'd have to look in, like, different cities. Other than that, unless if you can't find the item that you want, excuse me, then you're probably gonna figure it out and get exactly what you were looking for a price half of what you'd pay at a store for it. Sorry, I think I have the hiccups now. Purple! Oh no, that's to stop yourself from sneezing. I don't know. Oh no, yeah. It is a trick to get rid of your hiccups. Just say purple. And your hiccups will just, or at least mine do. I just say it once and it's gone. And it's like, what the fuck? Purple, my fucking sworn enemy. I don't know. It's weird. Have you ever had hiccups where like it hurt? Cause I hate those fucking things. And you're sitting there, you're waiting for your next hiccup, and you're like, you know that sound that you make when you're hiccuping? That fucking stupid ass. You know what I mean? I know it sounds so stupid, but yeah, like that fucking throat sound when you hiccup and it like it strains your throat. It's so stupid, but yeah, I'm not lying. And it's the worst. Ironically, whenever it's like that, whenever you have that case of hiccups, it's always the longest. It just lasts for like minutes. And you're just sitting there, you know, fucking, you're tearing your throat up. You know, speaking of, like, I don't know, painful throat, it reminded me of being sick. And I'll say, to combat being sick, I'll suggest this. One, I know this sounds really fucking stupid, but just bear with me. Keep a high mindset, and what I actually do personally is I pretend that I'm not even sick. I pretend that I'm not aware of it. I just ignore it. As soon as I feel any sniffle, I'm just, I'm not sick. Because then, once you do that, it's mind over matter, right? When you tell your body that you're not sick, it starts, I don't know, it's weird. It's like, it's also the law of attraction in a way, where like you're surrounding yourself with the ideology that you're not sick when you really are. So then you find that you're not sick, and you don't feel sick because you don't think you're sick. I don't know, it's really hard to explain. But the second thing, if that doesn't work for you, if you're not a philosopher as I am, I'm kidding, try zinc, like just pills of zinc, like 50 milligram per pill. And like, just only take one a day, don't fucking be a stupid moron, but like, what that does, it really helps with your immune system. Like, I haven't felt, like, I got a little sniffly, like, last week. But other than that, like, when I take these, they're called zinc supplements. And, like, they work very well. I feel great. I don't know. Another thing I'd suggest, by the way, if you want to get all your nutrients, get some Ensures. Just get one big 32-pack box of Ensures and just shove it into your fridge. And there you go. Just drink one a day and you got all your vitamins. And then, vitamins and nutrition. And then fucking, you don't have to buy another one for another 32 days. So like, and I'm pretty sure they only cost like, I don't know actually. I think they cost like $20 to $30. Which, yes, that is a lot, but imagine that, just $20 to $30 per month, if you even buy it, and it's worth it, you feel healthy as shit, and then that's your breakfast, is a nutrition shake. But when I first started getting them, I was like drinking like a two a day, as opposed to one. I'd have one in the morning, when I'd first wake up, and then at 12:30-ish, just, you know, lunch time-ish, I just have another one, and fucking, for some, like, I was gaining weight from just drinking those, like, and I'd have, like, a healthy dinner, and I was just, I noticed I was getting, puffier, I was just getting a lot more puffier, and I was like, what the fuck, and I just restricted it to one a day, and then everything was back to normal. So, my suggestion is, unless if you're, like, working out, or some shit, only drink one, because when you start drinking two, and you're not really doing a lot other than biking, then, like, you start to, like, get puffy. You start packing on some weight. Which I personally, I don't enjoy. I don't enjoy being fat. You know, I was actually really overweight last year when I started the podcast. I'm not overweight anymore, which is good. But then again, I'm also taller, too. So, maybe I just thinned out a little bit. I don't know. But, I moved out of my old house in Oshawa, and then I moved to Lita's house. Lita's my aunt. And, listen, because she's probably listening to this, and I don't mean this in an insulting way at all. But, when I lived there, there was me, and by the way, just so you know, some background information, she lived in a roomy-ish apartment. Roomy as in it's a little bit open, but not really. And just an apartment for, like, two people. There's two bedrooms, right? Lita had, so we had to move our two cats, Loki and Oscar, to her house. So, and she had two cats. So 2 + 2 = 4. So there was four cats, which is all right. It's okay. It was four cats running around. And then two dogs. Now we're getting a little bit fucked up here. In an apartment, too. Fourth floor. We had to walk those dogs, too, every day. But listen. So two dogs. And then me, my mother, my Aunt Lita, and her boyfriend. Or her husband. I think she's getting married. We all lived in the same apartment. Right? I was lucky enough to have my own room. Because the second bedroom had belonged to my aunt's daughter, my cousin. However, she doesn't live there no more, so I got the liberties of taking it. But, like, I first moved in, like, okay, so month one, I move in, right? We don't live at our house anymore. Our house is all fucking renovated and shit. I move into Lita's house, alright? Everything's good for the first 10 days, everything's smooth, everything's going great. I'm not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it. I am enjoying it. But fucking, then, let's say day 11. By the way, for the first 10 days, Lita and Chris, her boyfriend, weren't actually there. And so were the two dogs. So my aunt and her boyfriend and her two dogs weren't actually there at that time. They were out in a completely different fucking, I think, province, gathering Chris's stuff to then bring over to Lita's. But day 11 comes, and they're here with all his shit. And it's in a U-Haul. I ended up helping him, because I was the only other guy. And Lita and my mom also had other things to do. So I ended up helping him, which, by the way, I don't mind. I ended up helping him lift his boxes and whatnot, bring him to the elevator. He had a issue with his shoulder, so I wasn't not going to help him. But this guy had so many boxes. Oh my gosh, man. I know why he had a lot of boxes, but I'm not allowed to say. But, like, he had so many boxes. So, like, imagine a somewhat roomy apartment now getting filled up halfway with cardboard boxes and, like, just an abundance of shit. Literally, it was like he was a hoarder, though he wasn't, and I know why he wasn't, but, like, and trust me, he's not a hoarder, but, like, he needed to get all that shit in order to sell. But, like, it looked like when you walked in, it looked like Lita and Chris were just hoarding shit, right? Just boxes everywhere, bro. Let alone, they came back with the two dogs. So not only is there four cats, two dogs, four people, including myself, there's these fucking, like, when I say stacks, I mean stacks from the floor all the way almost to the ceiling. Just everywhere. That was when it started to get a little bit hectic. So I started spending most of my time in my cousin's room, or my bedroom at the time. I spent a lot of time in there, just playing video games. I also biked a lot, too. I was biking a lot. But the reason why I even bring this up, by the way, is because this is when I was first exposed to getting those insured nutrition shakes. My mom started buying these boxes for me. And then I'd eat this, like, healthy dinner or healthy lunch, like a, I don't know, like fucking, what would I eat? Or, I mean, half the time I wouldn't really eat lunch. I didn't really feel hungry. But when I would, I'd eat, like, beans or, like, fucking, I don't even remember. What the fuck is my problem? But anyways, and then I'd, Chris or my mom would fucking cook everyone dinner. Like, everyone dinner. And it was always healthy, too. So I was eating really, like, the most unhealthy thing that I was eating during the span that I was at Lita's house was steak. And that was because there was a lot of it each time I was given steak. But other than that, I was eating really, really healthy. I still am relatively. I ran out of nutrition shakes, so for the past 3 days, I haven't had any. But other than that, I'm good. But I lost, like, when I moved in there, I was around 140-something pounds. Above 145 pounds, I know that. And then I started weighing myself. I didn't know how much I weighed when I first moved in. And then I moved in, and I weighed myself, and I was like, let's just say 147 point something, right? And I'm like, holy shit. So I started eating healthier. I was biking a lot. And when I wasn't biking, I'd sometimes even go for walks. I'd walk the dogs with Chris. It was nice, you know. I was getting plenty of exercise. I was eating healthily. And then by like month three, I had gone down to 138 pounds, which is almost 10 pounds in 3 months. That's wild. And then month four, I just completely stopped eating lunch. And that's when I went down to 128 in 1 month, which was not healthy at all. Obviously, you shouldn't be losing 10 pounds in a month. But that's what happened. And then I moved into here, my new house in Whitby. By the way, Lita lived in Whitby too, or she still does. But I moved not too far from where I was living then to my new house or apartment. And I started eating more and more, you know, trying to gain some weight back because I wasn't looking too good. I guess you could, there's some pictures that, you know, you could just tell I wasn't, you know, where I was supposed to be. So then I started, like, I don't know, I had my nutrition shakes. I started drinking two a day, like I was talking about earlier. So that helped me gain some weight back. I've lived here, what fucking month is it? November. I moved here in September. So fucking 2 months, or no, almost 3 months. I've lived here for almost 3 months, and I've went back up to about 139, 140-ish. So I'm a little bit fucking up there, but I'm way healthier than I was back when I was, you know, really just, I don't know. I wasn't starved, right? A lot of my friends actually, and my own mom even, thought I was starving myself, and I'd get, like, constantly just, hey, you better not be starving yourself, like, chillax, I'm not starving myself. The only thing was that I was exercising excessively on my bike, because, I don't know, I genuinely just really like biking, but I was only eating or drinking a nutrition shake in the morning, which is 200 calories, and then I'd have dinner, which was most 500 to 700 calories. So I was only having like 1,200 calories intake per day, which is not healthy at all. Yeah, fucking, I get constantly like, you better start eating, or not better start eating, but you better be eating, better not be starving yourself. And I think that was another reason why I started drinking two as opposed to one, was because, like, I don't want to be fucking, listen, I don't want to be fat, right? There's, no one wants to be fat, but I also don't want to be too skinny either, because that's just genuinely unhealthy, and I look like I'm dying. But I don't know. Like I'm good now. I'm like 3 pounds above where I'm supposed to be, which is, what's gonna happen? Am I gonna die? I don't know. I'm just, you know what? I feel very healthy now, as I did, or as opposed to how I felt last year and for the past couple of years, actually. I was just a really chubby kid. I do know why. When I was growing up, I didn't pay much attention to, nutrition, just eating healthy. But, like, for, a good, like, portion of my life, up until I was about 9. Yeah, 9. I didn't have any video games or nothing, I did. I had a Nintendo 64, which was badass, by the way. Fucking GoldenEye. That shit was the dude, I used to play GoldenEye after coming back from my cousin's house, playing fucking Call of Duty. I'd be like, this is, like, just like Call of Duty. Now looking at it, it's nothing like Call of Duty. What the fuck? But fucking, I don't know. But anyways, other than the Nintendo 64, which I barely played as a kid, I was out. I was always out with my friends. I was just a very active kid. I was very picky. I was a very picky eater, but I wasn't opposed to eating healthy shit. Like, I loved broccoli, I loved corn, all that shit. Like, as long as it was simple and not touching, I would eat it, right? Or, I mean, if it tasted good, too. Like, I didn't really like carrots. Like, for an example, I didn't really like carrots growing up. Now I do. But, so about 9 years old, I got a PlayStation 3 when I was either 8 or 9. No, I was 7. And that's when shit fully fucking went off the rails. Because I stopped going outside. Because you gotta understand, I used to live at a complex. Or in a complex, like a townhouse. And in the center of the parking lot, like, where you'd come in and just drive in a loop. It was like a figure eight, kinda. But in between those two, like, circles that make up the eight, there was two different things. One, the first one, when you first come in, was just a bunch of trees and decoration. And then on the other side, on the other, I guess, circle, in the middle was a swimming pool and a playground. So, like, all I had to do in order to get to a playground is literally just walk out of my house and then just cross the parking lot. Or cross, the little fucking driveway parking lot. And I was there. So, like, I'd always be there and up until I got a PlayStation 3. And then when I got a PlayStation 3, I had one game on it. And it was Little Big Planet 2. And I remember that. Because up until then, I had been playing Little Big Planet 1 obsessively, by the way, whenever I'd go to my cousin's house. Because he had it. But then number 2 came out. And I think that my parents knew that. Because I'll tell you how I ended up getting a PlayStation 3. Because I didn't have one for a little while. Meanwhile, my cousin Jordan did. So I'd always tell my mom and my dad about how, we played video games. We played this. Like, I just list off all the shit we did on his PlayStation 3. And I don't know really why they didn't initially just get one in the first place. But I think part of it was because we already had a Nintendo 64. And somewhere, not hooked up, was an Xbox 360. So I think they were just hoping that they would end up finding it. Which they did, but that was years, years later. But anyways, my dad and my mom and I are in the car. We're driving up Wentworth Street. We're going up Wentworth Street, and I'm like, or no, I didn't say nothing. We ended up going to the store, or 7-Eleven, and we're parked right out front of 7-Eleven, and my dad goes in, but my mom stays. And I'm just sitting there, waiting, not expecting anything to happen, and my mom, I swear to God, I will never forget this. My mom turns to me and says, "You want a PS3? I'm like, "Yeah, I want a PS3, what the fuck?" And then that very day, it was awesome. Fucking, I don't remember where we got it, but She brought me somewhere and got me the one game. She's like, what game do you want? And there were so many games I could think of. I was like, fuck. And then I remembered my favorite number. Like, by the way, we played like Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, fucking NHL 2K12. That was a good one. What else? Fucking, I think one of the Far Cries. And then, yeah. Oh, and GTA 4 and San Andreas. But I think we only touched San Andreas once. But that was another one. So it was Little Big Planet 1 and GTA 4. That was the first two, like, hardcore, real fun. Well, Little Big Planet isn't really hardcore, but, like, just real entertaining, fun games that were on the PlayStation 3, which was at the time their latest system. Right? So we go to the store, and I'm looking around at all the games, and then I just stop, and I'm like, you know what? I want Little Big Planet. That's what I want. I want Little Big Planet. And then my mom fucking smiles, and she's like, well, there's a second one. I'm like, yes, I want the second one. And then we got the second one, and I came home, and we fucking hooked it up, or my parents hooked it up in the basement. And every single day from that fucking point on, so I got it when I was in grade 2, like the ending of grade 2, and then the beginning of grade 3, the entirety of from grade 2 to grade 4, I was playing basically every day, right, like every fucking hours downstairs, I'd be just sitting there, I'd have to piss and I'd hold it until fucking I was done the level I was up, like I don't know if you've ever had a game like that, but like just a game where you're like, for example, you're sitting in school and you're trying to learn, and you're like, fuck this, I can't fucking wait to get home to play fucking, you know, it's one of those games. It was like, that's all I thought about was, how could I make this? How do I beat this fucking boss? That's literally all that was on my mind. And then a year goes by, I start getting a little bit, like, listen, I was still, like, up until then, I was a really, like I said, I was a really healthy kid. I was just genuinely healthy. I was very active. And all of a sudden, I'm just sitting inside all day, every single day, not doing nothing, not caring about what I'm eating. And then by grade 4, that was when I gained a lot of weight, I think. Not a lot, but like I went from being a very in shape, active kid to being a chubby, not active kid at all. I went from being really skinny to chubby. And then, didn't really clue in. I was just saying, because every time I complained about being fat at that time, when I was only in grade 4, everyone would just say, oh, just wait till you grow into it. Just wait till you have a fucking growth spurt. It'll all be over. I go through one growth spurt, I'm still chubby, not as much. Oh, yeah, multiple growth spurts. I go through another growth spurt, still chubby as shit. And by this time, I'm in grade, what, 7, 6, 7? I'm like, okay, this isn't going well. And then, big issue happened in that year. And then afterwards, I was in grade 8. And that was the biggest I had ever gotten. I was a big boy. I was big. Holy shit. Like, right now, I'm imagining my grad photo. All right, yeah, my grad photo where I'm in my suit and whatnot, and I was, you know who I looked like? I looked like a cross between Chowder from Monster House and one of those fucking, like, fucking kids that were obsessed with candy in one of the Hoodwinked movies, like, one of those fucking, like, I was just the chubby, or was the fat kid, and by that point, I was the fat kid, and then I got to grade 9, still fat, not as much, I lost a little bit, still fucking, you know, I wasn't considered chubby, I was fat. And then, grade 10. Like, once grade 10 started, while I was in grade 10, I started looking into, like, exercises and whatnot, and jogging, and how to lose weight, and eating healthier, and all that, right? And I started actually, I started jogging for 7 months. I'd go out and just run around the square in my complex 10 times, and I'd just be fucking exhausted. I actually hated it. Like, I didn't enjoy it at all. I'll say that right now. I did not enjoy it. And, but my problem was, at first, for the first couple of months, I'd be jogging, but I'd still be eating like shit. I wasn't watching when I was eating. I would just eat this, eat that. Oh, thanks, man. Eat that, you know. I wasn't watching anything. So no weight was being lost. The only thing that was happening was what was going in was being balanced out by the work that I was doing, but none of the previous fat that I had gained was getting lost. It was just me burning off the new fat that's coming in. So basically, I wasn't letting myself lose any weight. And then, I ended up quitting because I didn't enjoy it. Like, quitting jogging. And then, fucking COVID hit. And then fucking grade 11, listen, I was so fucking, the dumbest decision I've ever made in my entire life. So, for the first 4 months, this is in my defense, for the first 4 months, we didn't even have a teacher in in the school I was in. There was because I kept getting in trouble and shit, because, I'd get distracted and talk to people. So they ended up putting me in this fucking staff room, I guess you could call it, with other kids that are just also easily distracted. So we had one teacher as opposed to four that would teach us all the courses. And for the first four fucking months, we didn't even have a teacher. So nothing was getting graded. Nothing was getting added to our fucking, you know, our status, I guess you could call it. And then we finally did get a teacher, right? And I was, at that point, I was in geography and history. Wait, was it geography? No, it was English. History and English. The classic two. And basically a week into English, I had asked my teacher, excuse me, how many assignments would you say that I should be doing per week? Just a genuine question. And she told me if I really wanted to, and I remember this, if you really want to, you can do like, fuck, if you really want to, you can do once, what is my issue? You can do one assignment a week. Why can't I get that out? If you really want to, you can do only one assignment a week, minimum. So I started doing that like a lazy fucking idiot. And then I opted to go virtual, which means instead of actually going to my school in person to sit down and learn at a desk, I instead am given a Chromebook and I join like virtual meetings and I don't even have to leave. So I did that. And with this new advice that I had been given from this teacher, from the couple of months, like 2 months from then on out, I was only doing one assignment a week, which, by the way, I wasn't capable of doing. Like, that was, like, I shouldn't have been doing that. I don't know why she told me that. I was doing one assignment a week, and fucking two, three months go by, and then she tells me that I'm very far behind. So I had to catch up from there. But by then, it was almost the end of the entire year. I did end up getting those two credits, but I didn't move on. I didn't get to move on to any other classes because I had fallen behind in history and English. So I was too busy catching up on that. And then fast forward to last summer, which is when I actually moved to Leda's, which I just talked about. And then now I got put into my first two courses. Was not science and gym, that's what I have now. My first two courses were entrepreneurship, business, and mathematics. And I got those credits, which is good. I worked to get those credits. And now I'm in science and fucking phys ed. Sorry. Yeah, science and phys ed, which I'm actually quite enjoying, believe it or not. I really do. We got an assignment tomorrow for science, and then I think also gym. But what we do is we do these, like, circuit workouts in gym, where, like, you would just write up this, like, workout template that we gotta do, right? And it's all in circuits, right? So circuit one, I'm just gonna say some randoms, push-ups, burpees, and skater jumps. And it'll say how many of each we gotta do. And then next to the circuit name, I should say, it'll say times three. So you gotta repeat that circuit three times before you can move on to the next. And there's usually three or four circuits. And I love it. I actually really enjoy it. And then in science, we're learning about cells right now, which is cool. Today we learned about, I think it's called diffusion and something else. Well, I need to fucking see this because I can't just forget like that. Yeah, diffusion and something. Where is my Chromebook? Let me just look because I don't want to forget. But, diffusion and something. I know one's diffusion. But I don't remember the other one. I know it starts with an O. Let's check it out. Let's figure this shite out. Shall we? You're gonna just sit right next to me for a second as I look. D-E. I'm not gonna tell you my password. I almost just told you my fucking password. Imagine how bad that would have been. Fucking been for me. Fuck, I hate biting my tongue. If any of you guys have the same problem as me, please let me know, but fucking biting, like, I consistently every day, or not every day, but like every week I bite my tongue by accident. It fucking sucks and it hurts. Alright, let's see here. Miss O. Alright. Osmosis, yes, diffusion and osmosis. Basically, that's when the cell or any type of container, I guess you could call it, allows in a certain amount of molecules to even out the distribution between the outside of the container of, and that container could be a cell, by the way, and the inside of the container to keep it equal, to keep it balanced. Now, diffusion is when there's an imbalance in between the inside and outside. Let's say, for example, on the inside, there's just a lackluster of molecules. So then what the container does is it absorbs more of those molecules that are on the outside to then match the balance properly from the inside and out. I can't explain it. Listen, I'm not smart. I'm not a smart motherfucker, but yeah, basically that's what goes on, kind of. No, but I it's actually pretty cool. It's cool shite. It's cool stuff. Listen, in February, I think it is, I already talked about this once on the bike ride to Ben's house, but in February, at least DDSB is... The DDSB school board, or I think it's just Durham District School Board, that's what it is. Yeah, so Durham District School Board is going back to the semester system. And I don't know how I feel about that. I'm sure like everything will be fine, but it's just, I don't know. Like, quadmesters are so much easier, because when you're in quadmesters, you're only in two different courses at a time, as opposed to four. So you only got to handle two courses, as opposed to four at one time, which is a lot easier. I'm sure you could figure out why. But no, apparently, according to DDSB's CEO, the students' ability to learn has been tarnished because of this system, and meaning that it's a lot easier to learn and actually comprehend what we're being taught if we're in semesters, which makes no sense to me, actually. I'm going to argue this. How in the fuck does that make sense? Because wouldn't being in four classes at the same time as opposed to only two make it overwhelming and then distract you from what you're learning about? You know what I mean? Like, how is halving the amount of courses that you do at a time getting in the way of you learning? Like, it's bullshit. That's bullshit. And I truly believe that's bullshit. Want to know why I believe it's bullshit, other than the fact that it sounds ridiculous? It's because my whole life, from grade 9 up until now, I've experienced, what, semesters and quadmesters. Which one do I fucking prefer? Quadmesters. Because it's easier. I don't know. It's just, I think it's for control. I know this sounds so stupid. Like, this sounds horribly stupid and immature to think about, but I'm almost partially convinced that it's just simply due to the fact that we're enjoying quadmesters a lot more than semesters. And they can't have that. They just can't. It's just something that is out of their fucking, it's just something they don't enjoy. They just don't like joy. I don't know. Oh, you're liking the quadmaster system? All right, we're going to go back. Stupid. Such a stupid fucking excuse, too. Oh, well, people are learning less now. Are they? They're learning less? How? Like, I get, the only way, this is in their defense, the only way that that would even be remotely true is due to one factor, and it's the fact that you spend more time in each course when you're in semesters as opposed to quadmesters. Other than that, you're still fucking learning, and it's easier to take in the information that's given to you because there's not as much information that's flowing through your fucking brain constantly. But, you know, there was no vote or anything. They just decided to bring it back. I don't know. Like, I've learned something, and it's that when you point out the issues or the potential corruptness in a school board or a school, you just get fucking, no one believes you. No one believes you. Everyone thinks that it's just the fucking most prim and proper fucking state of existence is in a school. No one does anything wrong except for the students. I'll tell you this, that's fucking horseshit. Because, listen, I've had a lot of drama with staff at schools, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were the reason for some of my low grades. Honestly, because some of the staff that I have had negative encounters with, let's just put it that way, the majority of them, I should say, actually, work with, or what they do for work, I should say, is organizing the timetables and the credits and the plans for each student before they actually, you know, start doing those courses. And, all right, let me say this. Do you really think that it's hard to believe that due to a bad, I don't know, event that happened between these two, between a student and a staff member, is it too far-fetched to say that there aren't, or, fuck, how do I word this? To say that all staff members and teachers and principals and all these fucking staff that work at schools are not, you know, partially evil. There's no one in there that have ill intentions. No one. I wouldn't be surprised if there was more evil fucking staff in a school than there were students that were evil. Now, I know that's a bold statement, but, and by the way, when I say this, I'm not trying to overlook the fact that there are a lot of good teachers too. There are fantastic teachers that exist. And unfortunately, there should be more, but there isn't. It's really sad. Because, like, it's like becoming a fucking lawyer to put people away. Or a cop. Like, some people just become or inhabit certain job roles because it empowers them. And that's it. And they abuse it to their fullest extent. And now you're trying to tell me that that just doesn't... But in schools, that doesn't happen. Municipalities, yeah, that doesn't happen. Courts, yeah, no. No corruptness there. Listen, if schools were exactly what they say they are, what the status quo supposedly says it is, there would be no fails. Let me reword that. If you truly think that your teachers care about you, go fuck yourself for being that stupid. Do you really think that if you failed, that they'd be sitting in their car sobbing over the fucking steering wheel? Oh my god, that was my favorite student and he failed! No. They're like, oh shit, that sucks. Moving on. That's it. They don't give a fuck about you. You know what they give a fuck about? Surprise, surprise, making money. Which they don't even make that much for their job. Imagine going to fucking college, university, and teaching school to still be making less than $30 an hour. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Why is that a thing? Maybe that's the issue. Maybe if they started paying teachers more for teaching the fucking future generation of people that exist, maybe then they'd be more happy and to fucking help kids out with the issues that arise out of the corruptness of whatever the fuck. Listen, if... Let's say that there is a staff that does care. I'll point this out. If a kid falls behind, a kid as in like a high school student, if a high school student falls behind, say, 6 credits, as I did, I'll just say from my perspective, when I fell behind, I was met with no care, no fucking reaction that went along the lines of, oh shit, do you need our help? We can help you through this and go over it with you and discuss what our next steps are. None of that. None of that. You know what I was given? I got kicked out of that fucking... Well, I didn't get kicked out. Like, I didn't do nothing to get kicked out. They just didn't have any... Like, I wasn't, qualified to be there afterwards. Because it was a limited, I guess you'd call it, program. But I got booted out of the program. And then now I'm in mainstream classes once again, which is fine. But there was no help. There was no explanation of how shit's gonna go because of this. No, none of that. I was on my own to fucking just figure it all out. And I did, thankfully. I figured most of what I need to figure out. And now, I guess the game is just playing. You know, just fucking doing the work that I'm given to the best of my ability. Eventually graduate, which is the only option. Like, dropping out is one of the, it's not stupid. Like, I understand why people do it, but it's just not... It is stupid. It's not... Like, there's no good that comes out of it. Like, I get why people drop out. And I feel bad for them because... I feel bad for them because they feel that way. They feel that they need to just fucking give up. But, like, for me, like, I can't do that to myself. I can't. It's just not in me to do that. I have to graduate, but when I do, I'm not going to college, fuck that. Like, that's like me. Like, I was excited to get out of elementary school, and then I got to high school, And I realized that it was just a more extreme version of what was, like, you know, what I had been doing for the past 8 years. I was so excited to go to high school and finally get out of fucking this shit school. And then it was even worse. Because I can actually fail now. Sorry about that. The fucking recording just timed out. What was I saying? Fuck. Shit. Oh no. I don't want to forget what I was saying. Dang it. Oh yeah. I'm not going to go to college because that's like... It's literally like I just said. I got out of elementary. I hated elementary. I couldn't wait till I could just get out of there and move on to what's next. But what's next after elementary is even worse. It's like a upgraded, more corrupt version. And it's even worse in the sense that the staff that you encounter care even less. They don't even care to fake and act like they care about you. That's what I somewhat miss about elementary is they at least had the balls to, like, act like they gave a shit about what you were saying to them. Like, oh, really? Now it's just, yeah, all right, get out of my office. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's different. More serious now, which I get. But at the same time, now I know that I don't want to go to college because once I get to college, I know for a fact that it's just going to be even fucking worse. I'm going to have to pay for it. And for what? So, like, when I start working, I can get an extra $8 an hour? No, that's not what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to eventually graduate. Then, for a year or two, depending on how much I enjoy it, I'm going to just become a casual fucking janitor. Yeah, just to put something on my resume, because I haven't worked yet. Personally, I don't want to work in... This, like, at the same time that I'm in high school, because I get a lot of that, like, hey man, you should get a job. My the co-owner of this fucking podcast, he's 15 and he has 3 fucking jobs. He walks these fucking asshole dogs for 40 minutes at a time, both of these 2 big ass huskies, and then his other, and he gets paid, I think, like 15 an hour or some shit like that, or for 40 minutes. And then he does landscaping around his neighborhood, which is fucking sick. And then he also does paper. Like, he has a paper route with his with our buddy Tyson. That man is a fucking working beast. I couldn't imagine that, man. Coming home from school, right? Like, I'm going to actually talk to him about this. But, like, I couldn't imagine that. You come home from school or I guess in my instance, I just log off the computer and then I'm like, finally, that shit's over. And then I gotta go to work for another couple hours. Fuck that. But as I was saying, listen, here's my plan. I'm gonna become a janitor for a year or two and hopefully I kind of want to be a mall janitor because that's just a lot of shit. Like, that'd be awesome. Like, hear me out, right? Put some fucking Bluetooth earbuds in, start listening to Cypress Hill or fucking Afro Man or, like, Supertramp, and I just start fucking, you know, just start mopping away. Start singing into the fucking mop handle, all kinds of shit. That'd be, like, that's actually, like, an ideal beginning job that I want. Just mopping. Cleaning up. Like, once I get it into the bathrooms, that's a whole a whole other fucking subject. That's when the work actually comes into play. Because then I gotta fucking wash down these fucking toilet seats where guys are deliberately pissing on, you know? That would suck. But then again, I got gloves. I got my own little fucking mobile station that I drag around with my fucking mop and water and soap. Put a hat on, you know, listen to the fucking Because I Got High or some shit. Who knows? That'd be great. And then after I'm done with that, after the year or second year, whatever the fuck, I quit that job. I'm making money. I have something to actually put on my resume now. So I put that on my resume. And then I enter training. Trade school, I should say. To become a welder. And then, when I get my certificate, then I will become a welder. And then, so forth, there I go. Off into the future sunset that I go, you know. That'd be great. But yeah, a lot of people, I get it, you know. Being a janitor is a loser job. Yeah, if you do it your whole life. You know? People judge plumbers. I'm sorry, this just popped in my head. People judge plumbers judge the plumbing job as a shit job. Do you realize how much fucking money those motherfuckers make? Ridiculous amount. Utterly ridiculous. Welders make more, but my point is, a plumber is not... If you're a plumber, do not be ashamed. Do not fucking be ashamed. You're making more money than fucking probably 60% of the people working. I don't know. And the reason why I want to become a welder is because, one, it pays well, and two, I want to learn how to fucking weld some shit together. I think that would be pretty cool, being able to fucking weld together my own weapons. That'd be fucking badass. I see a fucking sword in a video game or movie that I like, and I just build it. I fucking construct it. That's awesome sounding to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me and other people do whatever the fuck they want to do. Well, I guess that is, or I know that's what it is. But, I don't know, it's fucking exciting. Welding shit together. And, once I'm a welder, who the fuck knows what's going to be going on by then, you know? Who knows what my life will be like? That's the best part, because who the fuck knows? As long as you have a plan, or something of a plan, a form of a plan, then I think everything goes well, or should go well. Not everything goes to plan, but that's why you change the plan and you adjust it. Anyways, I gotta take a fat fucking piss. We're over an hour already, I don't know why I'm still rambling. But anyways, I'm gonna see Ben later today. Hopefully, we're gonna make another episode. But anyways, if you like this episode, good. I'm glad. Check out my Instagram. You can find me. My username is Devon Aldred. DevonAlldred. Just my name. Nothing special. And the same username goes for my Twitter. You can find my Twitter by that username. But anyways, ciao.